Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Online.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm excited about having a new friend, Jamie Sutherland, on the show. Jamie and I are not actually new friends. We've been friends for a little while, but he's a new guest to the show. It's the first time he's on the show, and he's Vice President General Manager of Sage Small Business in Canada, and he's in charge of their cash flow division. He's here to talk to us about some of the things that you and I need to be thinking about with regard to cash flow and cash flow management, some of the tools that are available. Jamie Sutherland, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and good morning.
It's good to have you here. Jamie, before we get into the cash flow issue, I want you to take a little bit and talk to us a little bit about what your customers are telling you about their experiences in the economy. I know that you poll your audience on a regular basis. What are they telling you about the economy and about their businesses?
Okay, well, just a bit of background on Sage. We're 100% focused on small businesses and medium-sized enterprises. And with that, we feel like we have a pretty good understanding of what issues and concerns and opportunities that are facing small businesses. We also spend every quarter surveying our small businesses just to get a pulse on how they're feeling about the economy, the problems they're having, and in effect trying to resolve those issues or help them capitalize on opportunities. And we recently conducted a survey that went out to over 500 small businesses across North America to get a pulse. And the general census was that, you know, things are improving, and the sentiment is better, and I think the economy will be a little bit better in a shorter time horizon. So it wasn't like it was hugely looks like it's heading in the right direction, but there is a general sentiment of improvement.
And well, then, you can't keep ahead. Small business owners down very long. Jamie, we will only allow ourselves to be depressed for so long, and then we're going to break out.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the nature of entrepreneurship and being an entrepreneur. I mean, you really want to drive your business forward, and you look for all the positive things that are going on in the market.
Right. Well, the one of the things you guys talked about revenue. You talked about economic conditions. Can you talk to us about a few of the details there in the recent survey?
Sure. So, in essence, it was really around where the economy was going in a certain time span. So we surveyed small businesses, and they suggested that they think the economy would improve within 6 months rather than 12 months, which is the previous survey that we did.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a general census or feeling that the economy would improve in a shorter time span. So that obviously affects these small businesses. And they did have other issues, which we typically hear around hiring, retaining talent, managing financials, finding new business and new customers, staying compliant, another one. But really the number one issue that's facing small businesses is around managing cash flow, and that's not a surprise. I think we hear that time and time again.
That's an issue whether the economy is good or whether the economy is not good, Jamie. Because as I've said, Blasingame's second law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. Because all you gotta do is say small business, and that'll
right.
Tell you what the cash flow situation is, but I did notice in your survey that the highest response that you got for actions taken in the last 6 months was more closely managing their finances. That's not surprising. I mean, even though cash is always king, regardless of the cycle, sometimes when things are better, we don't, you know, we might take our eye off of it a little bit to focus on new sales, but right now people are watching every penny, aren't they?
Yeah, certainly, and I think that that's a result of a downturn in the economy. Small businesses will typically look at, or any business will typically look at their financials a lot closer because they're coming under scrutiny a lot more. And I mean, that's not surprising. I think whether you're a multi-billion-dollar company or you run a small mom-and-pop shop, it really is the lifeblood of the business. You really need to look after that.
Well, the top three responses of activity was monitor finances more closely, look for more efficiencies, and reduce capital spending were the top three percentages, folks, in this survey that of activity that small business owners were taking the most right now. Jamie Sutherland is with us. He's with Sage. We'll come back. We're going to talk about this cash flow. We're going to get more into that a little bit and find out, you know, what can we do to improve cash flow? What tools can we use to improve cash flow? And that's coming up right after the next break. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.